showers of blessing we need. Mercy drops round us are falling, but for the showers we plead.
This is the radio voice of the Church of the Nazarene, shared transcribed by thousands from coast to coast and by shortwave around the world.
Angels from the realms of glory, bring your cry for all the earth. He who sang creation's story, now proclaim Messiah's birth. Come and worship, come and worship.
When Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, Where is he that is born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east, and are come to worship him. And when they were come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary, his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh.
Of the Lord.
on the bright night, that sweet bright night.
For the Christmas message today, Dr. Russell V. DeLong speaks from the subject, "'Twas the Night Before Christ." Dr. DeLong.
One of the most beloved Christmas poems begins, "'Twas the night before Christmas, when all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse." Here we are again just before Christmas Day, the birthday of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The Christian era is now nearly 2,000 years old. Prior to his birth, it was the night before Christ. Man was the crowning apex of God's creative genius. He was the glorious climax of creation. In the image of God was he made, rationally, morally, spiritually. When God and Adam communed together in the cool of the evening, God found the only experience he could not create, the love of a free creature. Man was not a robot or a machine. He had the sovereign power of will. He could choose right or wrong, good or evil, God or Satan. Through a serpent, the devil made his appeal. Eat the attractive forbidden fruit and you'll be like God. Adam made the fatal and faithful choice. He turned from God and the good and followed Satan and evil. God from that moment began a quest for man's love. But the sons of men grew more sinful and more corrupt. Conditions became so reprehensible and abominable that God repented that he made man. He proclaimed through Noah that unless the race repented of its sins, he would blot it out. Man sneered, jeered, and became more wicked, rejecting the preaching of Noah. The great deluge came, and all but 8 souls were lost. God then started anew and afresh to win man's love. However, 2,000 more years passed, and man became more evil. The last 400 years of that period, God turned his face, the heavens were brass, man staggered on in moral and spiritual darkness, bound and fettered by sin. 'Twas the night before Christ. Rome was the powerful political tyrant ruling ruthlessly the helpless millions of suffering human slaves. 'Twas the night before Christ. Athens represented pagan philosophy, which exalted strong minds and glorified beautiful bodies, but a little for the souls of men. 'Twas the night before Christ. Jerusalem symbolized the organized, ritualistic Hebrew religion that had lost simplicity and sincerity. 'Twas the night before Christ. Poor humanity needed love, needed life, and needed light. Hatred, death, and darkness surrounded man like a shroud. 'Twas the night before Christ. There was worship minus the heart, legalism minus the spirit, form minus power, the outward minus the inward, religion minus God. 'Twas the night before Christ. John the Baptist came out of the wilderness crying, "Prepare ye the way of the Lord." He used strong language. Generation of vipers, hypocrites. He commanded, "Repent." 'Twas the night before Christ. Then came the dawn. As humble shepherds watched their flocks one glorious night, a light flashed in the sky. They fell down affrighted. A voice broke the midnight silence saying, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord." What a pronouncement. The world's greatest news story. The night before Christ was passed. The first Christmas day had dawned. The light of the world had come to dispel the night of sin. The conqueror of death had arrived to bring life. Hatred was to be dispelled by love. Christmas means life and life and love. St. Paul writes, "But God commended his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us." And earlier he says, "For when we were yet without strength, in due time, Christ died for the ungodly." Man without Christ is dead in trespasses and sins. His mind is blackened and his heart is full of sinful hatred. Christ brings eternal life for the soul, blazing light for the mind, and compassionate love for the heart. Nearly 2,000 years have passed since the first Christmas. Millions of men are still dead spiritually, dark mentally, and full of hatred. For them, it is still the night before Christ. Christmas will soon come. Cards of greetings are being received. Bells are ringing. Millions of lights are scintillating. Lavishly decorated trees are already heavily laden with gifts. These are merely material symbols of spiritual truths. The lights point to the light. The greeting cards symbolize God's great greeting to shepherds announcing the arrival of his son. The Christmas trees and gifts symbolize the old rugged tree in Calvary on which hung God's gift, his son. It all points back to the night before Christ. He came bringing a new day to humanity as a whole. Individually, the dawning of that day depends upon one's will. One must confess his need, repent of his sins, and accept Christ the Savior. Christmas is meaningless without Christ. If the living Savior has not brought eternal life to your soul, dispelling darkness by his light and cleansing hatred by his love, it is still, for you, the night before Christ. Why not meet Christ today and know the reality and meaning of Christmas? Let us pray. We pray, O God, that many who are still in the night of sin may meet Christ and receive from him life, light, and love. Grant that Christmas may be more than mere symbols. May many meet Christ and thus experience the reality behind the symbols. Let the dawn of a new day come. May the night before Christ pass into the glorious light of a new life. In his name we pray. Amen.
While by my sheep I was at night, glad tidings brought an angel bright. How great my joy, 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 joy.
Would you enjoy reading and meditating on today's message, 'Twas the Night Before Christ? You may have a copy by sending a request to Showers of Blessing in care of this station. Tune in again next week, same time, same station, when the Church of the Nazarene, with international headquarters in Kansas City, Missouri, will present transcribed another message of hope with songs of cheer, Showers of Blessing.
Be showers of blessing. This is the promise of God. There shall be seasons.